In a post-carbon world with a post-carbon economy, who will rule the roost? Australia, apparently. Ross Garnaut is an economist and professorial research fellow at the University of Melbourne. Tomorrow is going to be delivering his final lecture in a series. It's called Australia, Superpower of the Zero Emissions Global Economy. And he joins me now. Ross, welcome.
Hello, Patricia.
Economic superpower of the post-carbon economy is a pretty lofty and bold title to give to Australia. Why us and not other countries?
Well, we've got a few great advantages in the post-carbon economy. Of course, we had advantages in the coal and gas economy, lots of those, and they were important in our economy and the world for a long time. But we lost a lot of the competitive advantages we got from them through the globalisation of coal and gas markets, gas going up to international prices, coal similarly in New South Wales and Queensland. And so that didn't remain so strong. But in the post-carbon world economy to which the world has agreed that it's headed, we've got some sustainable advantages. We've got distinctively the best solar and wind resources, the best combination of resources in the developed world, spectacularly so in comparison with the population, and properly brought to account. They give us the world's lowest cost energy in the post-carbon world economy. Of course, we can muck it up, but manage it well. And we're the low energy cost country of the zero emissions economy. We've got some other advantages as well. There'll be three natural bases for comparative advantage in energy using industries and heavy industry in the post-carbon world. One will be low cost renewable energy. A second will be low-cost biomass, because we won't be using coal and gas as a base for petrochemicals, so biomass will be the main base. And it happens also that Australia has got quite exceptional opportunities relative to population for producing biomass. And for those activities in which you can't get rid of carbon completely, carbon sequestration is going to be important, and it happens that we've got some of the world's very good opportunities for geosequestration of carbon waste. So we've got the lot. We've got a lot of industrial skills, good industrial infrastructure upon which to build. So get our act together, and there's lots of advantage for us in the post-carbon world economy.
Okay, so on this post-carbon world, are we talking about wind and solar, or would nuclear also play a role?
Well, we've got rich nuclear resources, of course, richer than any other country. But the pure economics, especially the transport cost economics, mean that we won't be using much of that at home. Renewable energy, as it turns out, will be much cheaper. Countries which don't have such renewable energy resources, especially densely populated countries in Asia, will have a proportion of nuclear energy in their mix. It will make economic sense, and we'll be exporting uranium oxide to them. But the costs of that power will not be low, and they will not be competitive with us if they're using that power to process metals and other materials.
I have to ask you a sort of political question, because you can't have a discussion around moving to a post-carbon economy without asking it in the political framework, given it takes a policy framework to get there. Which of the major parties' policies takes us to this post-carbon future that you talk about, this superpower future?
Unfortunately, that's an easy question to answer. I think the natural course for Australia is the one that will maximise economic opportunity, will have us moving relatively quickly to high proportions of renewable energy, to high proportions of low emissions economic activity. And on the government side, there's still a fair bit of reluctance to embrace that very attractive future.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ross.
Good, Patricia, and be in touch.
Thank you so much. Ross Garnaut is an economist and professorial research fellow in economics at the University of Melbourne. And tomorrow he'll be giving his sixth and final lecture in a series. It's called Australia, Superpower of the Zero Emissions Global Economy. It's free and bookings can be made through the University of Melbourne's website. This is RN Drive.